This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Today we're going to do two parables, both of them dealing with the topic of shirk. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 41, and all of us have heard of this verse. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا. The example or the parable of those who took as protectors others besides Allah is like the ankabut, the spider, when it takes a web as a house. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And the weakest of all houses is the house of the spider. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If they only understood. Now in this parable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the falsehood of those who think that other gods can protect them, that there are protectors besides Allah. Allah is our mawla and Allah is our wali. So anybody who turns to other than Allah, thinking that those gods can protect them, Allah says their example is like the spider that takes a web as a house. And indeed, the weakest of all houses is the house of the spider. The spider's web is the weakest house. Now this is a very profound metaphor and analogy. And the more we learn about science and the more we learn about spiders' webs, the more powerful this analogy becomes. Actually, scientists tell us that the web of the spider, which is made out of a particular type of protein, it is actually one of the strongest materials for the world of the spider. And if we could make something like it, it would be almost 10 times as strong as steel. But because it is super thin, so it is easy for us or for any creature or for the wind to break it. And the miracle of the spider's web is something that is well known in science. It is still being studied to this day. We are trying actually in our laboratories to imitate, to emulate the spider's web. Because the spider's web is very malleable. You can move it. And it is also very thin. And it is also very strong. If we could make spider's web ourselves, we would be able to construct much more fortified buildings and we could do amazing things, but we don't have that technology. Allah gifted the spider with that technology. And yet it is strong for the spider, but as I said, because it is so thin, in our world it becomes the weakest of all houses. In fact, the web of the spider is not even a house. And that's the parable here. The web of the spider is not a house. What is a house? A house, a bait. You use it for protection. You protect yourself against the elements, the wind, the air, against the sun, against enemies. Does the spider build a house to protect itself from the air, from the wind, from the elements? What does the spider's web protect the spider against? Nothing. The spider's web is not meant to be protecting against anything. And this is the power. Back then, who would know this? Back then, who would know that the spider's web is not even actually a house? We all know now that the spider's web is actually a trap. It's meant to trap bugs and insects. It's meant to trap these small little creatures. That's the purpose of the web. It has no function as a house. And that's what Allah is saying. It is the weakest of houses because it's not even a house. It's not going to protect you at all. And that's the parable that Allah Azza wa Jal is giving. The second parable, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حُنَفَاءَ لِلَّهِ غَيْرَ مُشْرِكِينَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ. Those who worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal, it is as if they are falling from the skies. It is as if they're falling down, all going to their destruction. فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And as he's falling, either vultures and birds are going to come and pluck him away bit by bit, Or a heavy wind will take him and throw him in a far away place. Once again, a very powerful verse that talks about the reality of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing tawheed and the kalima to the vastness of the sky. Allah is saying that la ilaha illallah will take you up. And again, by the way, another point here. Now that we're finishing our series, the metaphors and parables of the Quran, they reinforce one another. They reinforce one another and they bring a whole picture. So we talked about the parable of the tree and the parable of the kalima going up and so many other parables. Now we have shirk coming down. We have shirk falling down. Tawheed takes you up. The kalima takes you up. It is vast. It is something that will elevate you. And tawheed will will cause you to come crashing down. And just like the one who's crashing down can never be saved. You cannot save yourself if you are falling down from a mountain, from a plane. There's nothing you can do to save yourself unless you have a parachute. There's no parachute in the ayah here. Nothing you can do to save yourself. So too, the one who is in shirk cannot save himself via shirk. He has flung off to a cliff and he's headed to his own destruction. Now, the metaphor here is that shirk is going to cause you to be destroyed. You are falling down into Jahannam. And then, what are the birds and what is the wind? Ibn Qayyim and others, they say, the birds here, they represent either the different shayateen or the wind represents your desires. Either the shayateen will take bits and pieces of you. Each one is taking a portion of your heart until you have nothing left. Or you allow your own desires to cause you to go astray. You haven't taken Allah as the rope. Remember one of the metaphors of the rope, the stability. You didn't hold on to the rope of Allah. You let go. So you're going to be falling, falling, falling. And it will cause your own destruction. You will not be saved from that. So these are two metaphors that deal with the reality of shirk. And before I conclude today, wallahi, it is not appropriate for us to have a gathering of Muslims except that we reiterate and we remind ourselves what is happening right now in Palestine. Wallahi, my heart is really bleeding. It's so difficult for us to even visualize. If you've seen the videos of what's going on, the apartheid troops have entered the complex and they are firing upon the people who are praying Taraweeh. And if you see the video footage, Allahu musta'an, people are praying in rows and rows and they're just being fired upon without any sin, without any them. And Allahu musta'an, 75 years of brutal occupation and now the actual troops are inside the complex as we speak. So the least that we can do, the least that we can do as we gather here today in our safe lands and countries, we make dua to Allah to protect them. We make dua to Allah to give them thabat. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to protect our complexes and our holy plates, Masjid al-Aqsa. We ask Allah to free Masjid al-Aqsa from those that have occupied it unjustly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow Masjid al-Aqsa to be a beacon of freedom and light for all of us to be able to pray there. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to give thabat and comfort to those who are there right now defending one of the holiest places of all of the religions. And we ask Allah to show us His power and His qudra, especially on these nights of Ramadan, especially in this time of Taraweeh, without any crime and sin, innocent people are being killed. On top of this, brothers and sisters, you should know that an entire complex and area in Jerusalem is being occupied as we speak right now. An entire region, they're trying to occupy this. The least we can do is follow the news and make dua for those over there. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for not being able to do more than this. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا ربي واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.